Australia ay isa sa pinakamahal na bansa sa mundo pagdating sa mataas na edukasyon. Hindi sorpresa na 70% ng mga elegibleng estudyante ay kumukuha ng loan o umuutang upang mabayaran ang universidad. May iba't ibang uri ng utang at mga scholarship ang tumutulong sa mga estudyante sa kanilang bayarin. Narito ang ulat ni Audrey Borgett at Ildiko Dauda na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Sa Australia, ang isang 3 taon na undergraduate degree ay may halagang 32,000 dolyar. Hindi lahat ay nakakabayad ng diretso. Ipinaliwanag ni Andrew Norton, Program Director ng Mataas na Edukasyon ng Grattan Institute, na ang mga estudyante ay inaalok ng isang Commonwealth Supported Place, CSP, o di kaya ng fee-paying place.
So a Commonwealth Supported Place is a university place that is subsidized by the federal government, and those subsidies range from only about $2,000 for a law or business degree to more than $20,000 for medicine. But that means that this course is cheaper than a full fee course.
Ang HELP o Higher Education Loan Program ay binubuo ng 4 na pamamaraan ng pautang. Ang pangunahin at pinakapopular ay ang HEX HELP. Sa ilalim nito, ang mga estudyanteng mamamayan ng Australia ay maaaring manghiram ng pera mula sa gobyerno para sa kanilang mas mataas na edukasyon.
Virtually all undergraduates in Australian universities are eligible for HEX HELP, with sort of permanent residence being the only major exception. And of those who are eligible, about 90% take up their loan. So this is by far the most popular kind of loan. And if you're an undergraduate, it's pretty unlikely you will have any loan except that.
Magsisimula ang pagbayad ng utang pagkatapos kumita ng ilang halaga.
At the moment, it's just under $56,000. But for next year, it's going to drop down to, next financial year, it's going to drop down to $52,000. So it'll affect slightly more people than the current threshold.
Hanggang sa dulo ng Hunyo, ang mga Australianong may utang na HELP na tumira sa ibang bansa ay hindi na kinakailangang magbayad habang nakatira sa labas ng Australia. Ngunit, sabi ni Andrew Norton, nagbago na ito simula ng unang araw ng Hulyo.
From basically this financial year, people will have to repay their HELP debt overseas, essentially on the same basis as if they were in Australia. So it means that their foreign income will have to be converted into Australian dollars. And if it's over the threshold at which people in Australia have to start repaying, they need to repay on the same basis.
Mayroon pang ibang 3 loan o pautang ang maaaring makatulong sa mga estudyante.
Then there's another scheme called Fee Help, and that applies to students who are in full fee places. And that's mostly postgraduate courses or courses in private higher education providers. SA Help is to pay for your student amenities fee, so each university charges about $300 for extra non-academic services. OS Help is if you want to do a semester overseas in a foreign university, OS Help pays for that. And VET Fee Help is something that applies to diploma level courses in vocational education.
Sa Fee Help, mayroong pinakamataas na utang na humigit kumulang 100,000 dolyar. Ngunit, maaaring kumuha ang mga estudyante ng HEX HELP loans sa buong buhay nila. Ang mga Australianong permanenteng residente at mamamayan o citizen ay maaaring magkaroon ng CSP. Ngunit, ang mga mamamayan o citizen lamang ang maaaring kumuha ng HELP loan. Sa pangkalahatan, ang mga permanenteng residente ay dapat magbayad ng diretso.
So, individual universities might offer some extra assistance, but generally it is quite difficult for people who are permanent residents but not citizens. It's a significant disadvantage to being just a permanent resident rather than a citizen.
Maaari din makatanggap ang mga batang estudyante ng mga patuloy na bayad upang tumulong sa gastos ng pamumuhay.
Youth allowance applies for young people aged up to 24. Fairly complex eligibility, but generally people whose parents earn up to $150,000 can get at least some youth allowance, not necessarily the whole amount. And so that can be a valuable assistance to people who are seeking to go to higher education. Generally, most students also work, so it's a combination of your own income and youth allowance.
Medyo mahirap para sa mga asylum seekers at refugee na nasa ilalim ng temporary protection visa ang makakuha ng edukasyon na walang suporta mula sa gobyerno. Ngunit sinabi ni Tim O'Connor ng Refugee Council, sila ay nagtatrabaho kasama ang mga universidad upang magbigay ng scholarships para makatulong sa kanila.
They give people who may not have had that opportunity the opportunity to go to university. And what we know through with so many refugees and so many other people who are seeking asylum is that they're desperate to start to rebuild their lives. Education provides routine and it also provides opportunity. An opportunity to go on and get a better job and contribute to their full potential. And also importantly, contribute to the Australian economy. Many refugees want to do.
Sa ngayon, sila ay nakikipag-ugnay sa 14 na universidad sa buong Australia. Ibinahagi ni Tim O'Connor ang matagumpay na kwento ng isa sa mga estudyante.
He missed out on 6 years of school when his family was forced to flee his home in Kabul due to persecution. His father had been killed, so the family decided to flee. They were in Pakistan for a number of years where he wasn't able to access education at all. He came to Australia. He was 21 when he enrolled in school. He started off in year 8 and was quickly accelerated through because he was very bright. Picked up English very quickly. He's now studying engineering at one of Australia's most prestigious universities, and last year he received the university medal for his year.
Para sa mga impormasyon tungkol sa student loan schemes, bisitahin ang Study Assist website na studyassist.gov.au. At para sa impormasyon tungkol sa mga scholarships para sa mga asylum seekers at refugee, bisitahin ang Refugee Council website sa www.refugeecouncil.org.au.